The governor did release her budget yesterday, and joining us right now, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee and our local state rep, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, at first glance, what do you see in this budget that that you like, that you don't like?
Well, there's a lot of new proposals, and you know, yesterday was the first day I got to see it too. So there's a lot that we need to go over and a lot we need to look at. A couple things that jump out at me are the total number, $61.9 billion is a huge increase from last year. And last year included a tax increase, and this year doesn't. So we need to do some digging and get to the bottom of how we're getting there. My guess is we're doing some additional federal drawdown on different health and human services programs, but we've got to dig into that. And my biggest concern is truly a lack of a local road proposal. It was my question for the governor's budget director yesterday, is the $3.5 billion in major state highway projects planned that really aren't going to be in our area. We already have an inflation problem on materials costs and on labor. And what are we going to do to help our locals with those additional costs that they're going to be dealing with $3.5 billion of construction out there? And that doesn't seem to be answered at this point.
Yeah, that's the question that a lot of city managers and mayors and township supervisors have been asking, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I am happy to see that the 2015 roads plan will phase all the way in. That was a sticking point last year, if you remember, where the governor had decided she wasn't going to phase that in. That does phase in, but we need to continue to talk about how we get more money into their local funds and how we do it in a phased manner where we're not affecting material costs as much as I believe we're going to with this debt plan.
I know some have looked at this budget proposal and said there seems to be an emphasis on urban areas, not as much on rural areas. Do you see that divide a little bit and maybe some room to work some more money into to more rural communities?
Well, I think it's a concern. You know, it's definitely a concern with the roads plan, and it's something we want to talk about with the education plan. As you know, I'm interested in continuing to invest in education. But this weighted formula is something we have to have a conversation about, and how does that affect rural districts? And I'm fully open to having that conversation. Last year, we ended up putting a fairly significant amount of money into special education and literacy coaches, but we do need to look at how going to a weighted formula and getting away from the foundation allowance or the per-pupil spending, how does that affect smaller and rural districts across our state. So that's a conversation I'm looking forward to having over the next several months.
What has ever become of the Pure Michigan funding? I know that was cut from the budget last year. I don't know that it ever made the cut for this year. What are your thoughts on Pure Michigan, and where does it go from here?
Well, the Pure Michigan Fund has not been restored at this point. The governor proposed it in this next budget at a little bit less than half its normal funding. I do think this is a program that affects parts of our state more than others. We need to have a conversation on Pure Michigan about if the users of Pure Michigan, the people who are benefiting from it, are actually paying into it, or if it's a program that all the taxpayers of the state of Michigan are subsidizing. And, you know, I think the governor indicated yesterday that she wants to start that conversation. So, another piece of this I'm looking forward to. You know, we will go into about a 2 to 3 month period now of our subcommittees meeting and taking different parts of this budget, bringing in people from the departments to explain more in depth, and crafting a House budget, and the Senate will be doing the same thing on their side. So I look forward to these next couple months where we're really able to get in depth on some of these topics.
And I know it's really early to speculate on this, but do you think that this will be an easier budget process this year than it was last year?
Well, it doesn't have a 45-cent gas tax increase included in it. It doesn't have a small business tax increase included. I do think that helps for starters. And I think we, over the last few months, have built a good working relationship as well. So I'm hopeful that this will be a smoother process, but you know, we're looking forward to getting started in the next few weeks.
All right, we'll be following it as well. Shane, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.